Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi. As always, thank you for joining me today. As believers in Christ, we are pretty familiar with who Jesus is and what he did for us. As a matter of fact, right now we're in the Lent season. A couple of weeks, it will be Good Friday and Easter, where we celebrate his resurrection. We hear a lot about who God is as well, God our Father. But how much do we really know about the third part of what we call the Trinity? And that is the Holy Spirit. Why do we need the Holy Spirit? And how can he help us in our grief? And that is what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Now, most of us know that one of the descriptive names of the Holy Spirit is our Comforter. So let's go ahead and start with that. Now, I don't know of many moms who have had the blessing of having a child, whether it's by birth or adoption, and then losing that child at some point through death, who does not keep a picture of that child in their wallet, somewhere close to them all the time when they're out and about. My picture of Becca is front and center in my wallet. It's the wallet I have now is actually on the outside, like where that window is where the driver's license goes. That's where I have my picture of Becca, so that every time I pick up my wallet, I see her smiling at me. Now, friends and family might think it would be a painful thing, and it can be. And some of you, when you're in that really raw, fresh grief, maybe you don't have that picture by you because pictures are painful. But you will get to a point where pictures are warm memories instead of painful memories for you. Like I said, it can be painful to see her picture sometimes, but it's also a comfort in kind of feeling like she's still with me, that she'll always be a part of me, and she's never going to be forgotten. Now, many of us, especially mothers, also have an extra something we wear. For some people, some moms, some parents, it includes getting a tattoo. I know of a lot of moms who have never considered getting a tattoo until their child died. And we're not going to get into the Christian theology of whether that's right or wrong, okay? Now, a lot of times, no one else even knows about it. We don't advertise it. We don't call attention to it. It's just always there with us. Now, me, I have never gotten a tattoo, but I had a pinky ring, and I lost it. But it had my daughter's name, Becca, engraved on it. And on the left side of her name was a little heart, and on the right side of her name was a little small butterfly. And of course, it made me sick when I lost it. Now, why is something like that so important to us? Well, I don't really know. It just is. Somehow, it keeps them close to us, even though they're now so very far away. It's something tangible that we can see and touch that makes us feel like we're still connected to them. And we are connected to them, because we are connected to God. We're connected to His Spirit. His Spirit is connected to our spirit, okay? Because He lives in us. We're connected spirit to spirit. And our children are connected to God. His Spirit to their spirits. Their spirit is still alive, right? And that means we are still connected to our children, spirit to spirit, through God's Spirit. Have you ever thought about that? We are still very, very connected to our children. As spirit beings, we are still connected to our children as spirit beings through the Spirit of God. Comfort is so important to us, isn't it? Now, I have looked up the definition of the word comfort, and what I found, one of the definitions is, it says it's the easing of alleviation of a person's feelings of grief or distress. Now, having these special mementos of our children, it does that for us because it reminds us that they are still with us in our hearts. Jesus told us that when he left this earth, the Comforter would come and dwell in us. And I believe the Comforter gives us each our own individual and unique things that make us feel close to our children until we see them again. It's more than just a comfort to our soul. It is spirit to spirit. You know, right now, if you have that something, whether it's a tattoo or a ring, maybe you wear a necklace with their ashes, just touch that thing that's on you and allow the Holy Spirit to be your comforter as he ministers to you both in your soul and in your spirit as we continue. When Jesus walked this earth, he did so many miracles in his 3 years of ministry time. Now, something that he did, not only did he do the miracles, but he also warned his followers that we are going to have trials and difficult things that happen in our lives while we are here on earth. Now, have you ever noticed that when Jesus talked about sending the Holy Spirit, he said that the Holy Spirit would be our comforter. He did not say that he was sending the Holy Spirit to be a constant miracle worker like Jesus was. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe God still does miracles. I've talked about that recently. I also believe that quite often we're praying for some outward miracle of a changed circumstance when so often the miracle God wants to do is inside us through the power of the Holy Spirit. I think what God does to bring us through to the other side of the worst possible thing that could ever happen to us is a miracle. We don't think we are ever going to be able to get out of the suffocating darkness. We don't think we are ever going to be able to enjoy life again. The place we're in is just, it's too dark, it's too heavy, it's too deep of a pit. Wouldn't it be a miracle if God could pull you out of that? Wouldn't it be a miracle if you got to the point where you were okay to go on living without your child here? Especially when you think that's never going to happen, right? I can't ever see that happening. Wouldn't it even be even more of a miracle if you wanted to live a life of meaning and purpose again while you're waiting to be reunited with your child? Does that seem impossible? Well, welcome to the Holy Spirit as your comforter. Welcome to the world of miracles. Many of us have been taught that we need to have enough faith to see miracles happen. But how much is enough? If that's all it takes, believing that, okay, whatever I believe in is going to happen, then it seems like we did not have enough faith to keep our child from dying, did we? And that's a horrible thing. Faith is not being presumptuous in telling God what the outcome should be. Faith is knowing intimately and trusting the God who holds the outcome in his hands. It's believing that if he does not do the outward miracle that I want or I think I need, that he will do a miracle on the inside of me to get me through it. In other words, faith is trusting in God to do the miraculous based on his course of action, not mine. I know this is a difficult thing to understand. It's a hard thing to really grasp because we all know God could have stepped in and saved our child from leaving this earth so early. But he didn't. That does not mean that God did not step in and do a miracle, or he won't do a miracle in you at this point. Maybe the person he wants to save is you in a way that you never even knew you needed. Because after all, when we think about it, God already did a miracle for our child by meeting them at the transfer point and welcoming them to a place of absolute perfection that our minds cannot even begin to comprehend. That is a miracle. I want to encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit, who is your personal comforter, to open your mind and heart to the miracle that he wants to do in you and through you. And to also accept the fact that he did a different miracle for your child and my daughter than the one we wanted. If you keep going, you will eventually make the same discovery I did, that even in the pain and the darkness of the death of my daughter, I experienced a miracle-working God through the work of the Holy Spirit, whom I really trust more even now than I ever did. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 says, "But God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. Yes, He has revealed to us His inmost heart and deepest mysteries through the Holy Spirit. His thoughts and His secrets are only fully understood by His Spirit, the Spirit of God." God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, can reveal mysteries to us. Mysteries, things that we don't understand, things that don't make sense. And there are still going to be things that don't make sense that we don't understand. But there are things that He wants to reveal to us that we don't understand right now. Now, we can read where Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit in the book of John in chapters 15 and 16. And something Jesus said is that it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. I like how the Passion Translation says it. It says that if Jesus doesn't go away, then the Divine Encourager will not be released to you. But after I depart, I will send Him to you. I love hearing that the Holy Spirit is our divine encourager, don't you? Now, several versions say that the Advocate will be sent to us. Now, an advocate, he is our representative. He defends you against the accuser. The Amplified Version of John 16, verse 7 adds that the Holy Spirit is our intercessor. That means that He is before the throne, adding His prayers to yours for help. He's probably adding the prayers that we don't know what to pray, right? He's there interceding for us, and not because God doesn't want to help us, but I believe the Holy Spirit is saying the things that we don't know we need to say. And He's saying them and praying them and laying these requests on our behalf before the throne. The Amplified Version also adds that the Holy Spirit is our counselor. The Holy Spirit will help you make good and right decisions in the fogginess of your grief. The Holy Spirit is our strengthener. He will give you His inner strength when you have none of your own. And it also says that the Holy Spirit is our standby. He is standing by, immediately ready to help whenever you call out to Him. And it goes on to say, "But if I go, I will send Him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in close fellowship with you." In John 15, verse 26, Jesus also says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and will lead us into truth. And that is something that's important. It's really important. And sometimes we may not want to be led into truth, and we may not believe truth, what God's truth is, but we need that. And the Holy Spirit wants to lead us into truth. Truth sets us free. Sometimes the truth is really messy and it's really painful on its way to setting us free, but the truth sets us free. Now, did you know there is one truth that even Jesus had a hard time believing at one point? Now, shortly after Jesus saying this, He told His disciples that they would be scattered, each one going their own way, leaving Jesus alone, abandoning Him. And then Jesus said to them, "But I am never really alone because the Father is with me." That's in John 16, verse 32. Now, several hours later, Jesus was arrested. He was brutally and badly beaten, and He was hung on a cross to serve the judgment of a death sentence for crimes he did not commit, for our crimes, our sins. And while hanging on that cross, Jesus cried out in complete agony and despair, quoting from King David in Psalm 22, verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you turned your back on me? Where did you go? Why aren't you here with me? But the truth is, God never left him. It was so dark for him, he couldn't sense God's presence. He had never been without God's presence. The Father never turned his back on his Son. He was with Jesus as he hung on that cross, covered in the most hideous sins we can think of, along with all the little sins ever done by me, by you, and every person ever to live on this earth. The Holy Spirit was still dwelling inside Jesus, because it's not sin that causes God to separate himself from us. It is our guilt and shame that causes us to pull away from him. You can even see that way back in the beginning in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned. God didn't stand up in heaven and say, oh no, I'm a holy God, I can't have anything to do with you now, why did you do that? No, God came looking for them, and it was their guilt and shame they hid from God. So it's all through the Bible. When we really grasp that, you will see that's what Scripture actually teaches. It's not sin that separates us from God. It's our guilt and shame that we miss the mark with God that causes us to pull away from him. And so it was so dark for Jesus as he hung there that God's light could not break through, causing Jesus to feel abandoned and betrayed and alone in that suffocating darkness. Does that sound familiar? It may be so dark that you cannot see, you cannot hear, or feel God's presence. And Jesus knows what that is like. But the truth is that the Holy Spirit wants to bring to you and wants to set you free in is that you have not been betrayed. You've not been forsaken. You have not been left alone any more than Jesus was. God is right there with you in the horrific darkness, because God's incredible gift of his very Spirit lives inside you. A few years ago, I woke up with the words, draw from the well of my abundance. It was just reverberating in my spirit. I just woke up with that. I can't describe what it was like, but those words were just reverberating in me as I woke up. And now I wrote that down, and I keep it in a place that I see often as a reminder that God has put in me everything I need to get through this life, because his Spirit is in me. If I need peace, he already has it in me in abundance, so I can draw from that well of abundance, draw peace from that well of abundance that is living in me. If I need strength, it's there. So I need to draw strength from that well of abundance of the Spirit of God that lives in me. If there's confusion, drawing from that well of abundance gives me the direction that I need. Christ lives and dwells in you through his Spirit that he sent to us. We can't find God a lot of times because we're looking out there somewhere. You know, God's out there and we're trying to talk to him out there. And sometimes I believe we feel like he's silent because we're not speaking to the Holy Spirit who is in us. Because I feel like we have to take time to look for God in us. You have to take time to look for his Spirit that is dwelling and living in you, not trying to find his Spirit out there somewhere. Now, I believe that our imagination is a gift from God. Now, as children, we're pretty good at using our imagination. And as we get older, we still use our imagination. It's just that we tend to get a lot more, I'll say, practical with it. And quite often, we imagine negative things happening, which causes worry and anxiety. But that is not how God wants us to use our imagination. So I want to take just a minute, and I want to use our imagination for something good and positive. Now, this is not even remotely anything like New Age guided imagery, but what I want you to do, we're going to use our imagination. And I want you, if you're able, to close your eyes and just imagine you're sitting in a beautiful place. Maybe it's in a field of flowers, or maybe you're on a Caribbean beach with those gorgeous shades of blue and turquoise water. Or maybe you're by a waterfall or sitting by a riverbank. What are you hearing? Are you hearing birds? Are you hearing water? What are you smelling? Is the air just fresh and clean and crisp, blue skies, beautiful clouds, whatever it is, just imagine a beautiful place that you're sitting there. Now I want you to imagine that Jesus is there with you. Feel the peace that comes from him. Sense the warmth of his love just totally enveloping you. Imagine, just use your gift of imagination and picture Jesus there with you in this beautiful place. Is he looking at you? Is he motioning to you in some way? Is he saying something to you? Just play a little bit with your imagination. Jesus knew there was joy ahead beyond the darkness and pain, even if he himself could not see it while in the darkness, while he was on the cross. And Jesus also knows that there is joy ahead for you as well. And he has given you the gift of his very spirit, his very being, living inside you to find that joy, to find that peace, to find that beauty in your life again. And I hope and I pray that you choose to unwrap that precious gift of his Holy Spirit living in you. Holy Spirit, remind us and empower us to draw from your well of abundance that is already inside us, because you are living in each one of us. That is so amazing. And Lord, Holy Spirit, you are ready to help us in our time of desperate need with whatever we need. You are in us to speak the truth of God's love to us, to be our comforter, to be our advocate, our intercessor. You are our counselor. Holy Spirit, thank you that you are our standby. You are our strengthener, and you are anything and everything else we need as we continue here on earth without our child. Holy Spirit, may we continually come to you and just receive your gift of living in us. In the name of Jesus, I pray these things. Amen. If April is a rough month for you, like it is for me, because Becca's birthday is coming up on April 13th, be sure to get the Reflections of Hope book for the month of April. Now, these are daily readings with words of encouragement. It's just like a page and a half. It's not a devotional that you need to keep up with every day. It's just a book. You can pick it up any day you need a little something extra to help you get through. Just pick it up and read the entry for that day. Now, this little April book came from the hardback Reflections of Hope book that is a full year of daily readings. If you prefer to have something in your hands for any time during the year, you need that extra boost of hope. Now, these can be ordered anywhere books are sold, but I will also put a link to both of them in the show notes for ordering. If you want to order them, you can find them on our website. Let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. Janda Steinkamp was born on April 5th, and she left us at the early age of only 4.5 months. Amy Bichard was born on April 5th and left us at age 45. We celebrate the day these two came into the world. We know it will always be an important day to remember and to celebrate. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced the week of his or her birthday, I would love to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. It's just a form with the information we need, including the pronunciation of your child's name if sometimes it gets mispronounced, because I do want to say it correctly for you. Just submit that information and I will share your child with the listeners the week of his or her birthday, and Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen that week. John 14, verse 26 says, "But when the Father sends the Comforter instead of me, and by the Comforter I mean the Holy Spirit, he will teach you much, as well as remind you of everything I myself have told you." The Holy Spirit truly is a gift from Jesus himself. I want to share Romans 15, 13, which is the scripture that GPS Hope is built on, and it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Now, as 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, "We do not grieve as the world grieves, but we grieve with hope, because we can draw hope from that well of abundance because of the Holy Spirit living in us, because the gift that Jesus gave us by sending the Holy Spirit to live in us. So, hold on. Pain eases. There is hope."